Next up, we have a treat. We have two adjunct professors from the law school here who will be handling our Hot Topics panel. We have Robert Dubois, who's a partner in Dubois, Bryant, and Campbell, an Austin law firm currently employing 32 attorneys. He's been practicing law for over 40 years with a concentration in real estate transactions and finance transactions. Over the years, he's represented all the possible parties to these transactions with an emphasis on the lender side. And joining him will be Jill Murphy. Jill leads Ruffner Schoenbaum Murphy PLLC's real estate practice group as an equity partner, where she collaborates with investors, businesses, and developers in navigating the dynamic real estate market in Austin and throughout the country. Jill advises on leasing, disposition, acquisition, and financing of commercial properties. She advises clients on title review, easement creation, loan document preparation, and investor-funded development opportunities. She's also, in addition to practicing law here in Texas, she's also actively licensed in New York, where she provides enforceability opinions for lending transactions. So thank you, Robert and Jill.
Good morning, everybody. For the record, my name is Dubois. Like to go hunting, fishing, fill in the blank. My first day as a lawyer, we had to firm dove hunt, and that has kind of stuck as a way to explain the way to pronounce everything. So we've got a number of things. This Hot Topics thing, I think Brian Ryder invented a number of years ago and has been a really good source of advance notice on things you need to look out for so you can issue spot as you go forward. We're not trying to explain everything you want to know, but we're afraid to ask about anything. What we're trying to do is get you to the point where you're aware of something and looking for it and thinking about it, and maybe have an idea about who to go talk to when if you need some help. So I'm waiting for my computer to connect here again. All right, are you ready? We're going to reverse order here.
You want to do this one? You want me to reverse?
Let's go. We're going to go down to topics 5 and 6 on our list here, which are Jill's topics, and then when my computer decides to talk to me again, we'll switch back up to the top.
Okay, sure. So we, let's see if I can click this. All right, so the Fish and Wildlife Regulations, new update here. Is your collateral at risk of being developed or designated as a critical habitat? Prior to some updates, we had requirements that federal agencies are required to use the best scientific data available at the time of the designation of a critical habitat. Short end of this is, if you're a lender here, you're just going to want to add another box in your due diligence checklist. Also, if you're a prospective purchaser of the land, to make sure you don't have any critical habitat on the collateral that you're either acquiring or potentially financing. So the background here is we've got the Endangered Species Act. The most recent litigation we had was the Weyerhaeuser case. I took particular interest in this because this is about 50 miles north of where I'm from in New Orleans. So this is 1,500 acres of land that a timber company, Weyerhaeuser, owns in St. Tammany Parish. And they wanted to use that land to harvest the timber. However, there is a pesky little dusky gopher frog that was designated as an endangered species subject to the Act of 1973. And this frog is in one pond in DeSoto, Mississippi, which is about 50 miles away from this property. Well, it turns out this frog has habitat that it likes, but it's not critical to its survival. And so this area that Weyerhaeuser owned, these 1,500 acres, it was not occupied by this frog, nor essential to the species' survival and development.